Similar desu men na chak jin yin tela kun men lamin chan ju to. Get what? Tibet to da sim ni tube tatam jet the tail yin za. Any du che dan du ma che yu chu kan le ya. Any. 마차과 남도 면은 자기 전부 시집을 전히 되는 롱도 켜버니. 대로 콤바를 채버니는 라나메베 차집 터버니. 그 치수 되는 콤바마도 믹스에 꼬미야 채는에서 그냥 공부 루시미와 여반지대 수공기 콤바마인 콤바인. 송드네 치수 쯔바드 제베기 콤바마이 원나 그래 오역한라 랑팝기 랑시가라 랑팝기가라 자야디 검주야 되는데 검민수 얘도 자기 집을 통해 검신지나 라나메 왜 전주부터 통해 주고요
So we are in Shloka 18, the last verse, which is, if mind has no objectives, it is Mahamudra. And then in 19, by habituating that, you reach unsurpassable enlightenment. What this means is that the nature of mind is free from all elaborations, free from all extremes. Therefore, in our meditation, if there is any thought in relation to any compounded phenomena, then that way Mahamudra cannot be realized. That way of meditating, which is conceptual, is actually the cause of becoming confused as a samsaric being. Mahamudra is free from all thoughts in relation to compounded phenomena as well as uncompounded phenomena. Mahamudra is about the mind abiding in its natural state without any deliberate effort in a natural way. So that natural state must be habituated. We must get used to it, and that's the whole idea of meditating from the point of view of Mahamudra. Like the second Nagarjuna, Lord Jikan Sumgon has said, meditation is not, but habituating is. Habituating is, which means meditation is all about familiarizing oneself with this natural state. And if this is habituated, then that brings the unsurpassable enlightenment.
接下来就是定就是没有任何的念头，没有任何复杂的一个现象。那大手印就是要我们远离，不管是复杂或者简单的念头，都远离它。那大手印它的本性就是习惯安定于自然的状况。那吉田颂公说，定就是习惯于那定熟悉于自己的本性。那习惯于自己的本性，熟悉于自己本性，就可以了悟大手印。
明白于民，甚至担心是这边那边，甚至那边是，国民空白那边抢救多，是吧？现在抢救全部关巴拉，明白于民，是吧？现在他空白大部分，伢伢空，参加村民来说，伢伢来说吧，他的这个参加村民跟明白于当开心，现在村民担心为什么听你了，面对女人的提，疼。 那南都，他们就碰呢。他那米色的呢，三两个嘴巴样，提不起中间，南个南下人巴达不，呀，自己没胳膊，三个个拉么样，他那转着也生病。但是，吃的，他那，光不拉他那控制说不那些的，得到不最近光不的也没办法了，他那良心，心一念路给安了。
And then in Shloka 19, the second verse reads, when there is no object to perceive, the nature of mind comes to light. When there is no path to tread, the path to Buddhahood begins. The unsurpassable enlightenment is attained by habituating non-meditation. this means the object to perceive refers to the types of meditations with signs and symbols. Like meditating on a deity, visualizing with mantra recitations. In this kind of practices, there are objects, there are signs as the focal object for the mind. But Mahamudra is beyond this kind of meditations with signs and objects. In Mahamudra, the central focus is on the luminosity, which is the basic natural state of mind. if Mahamudra is practiced in this way, if that is possible, then one can attain enlightenment without needing to follow the theory of paths and stages as taught in the lesser vehicle and the greater vehicle. So the inner state, the nature of mind, which is fresh and unfabricated, when that is habituated in the state of no deliberate meditation, then the unsurpassable enlightenment can be achieved.
那我们察知或察觉一个目标的话，这种定的方式的简单化，那我们观想用持咒的方式来修行的话，它是一个有一个目标，有一个固定的目标，它把我们的目标集中在一个方法上。那大手印它修行方式是超越这个方式，它大手印的话，它是让我们专心集中于我们内在的光明为本性的最基础跟基本。那如果大手印的修行的方式用这种方法来修的话， 那我们就可以得到成就，就不需要追寻大乘佛法或小乘佛法的方式来修。那最重要就是内在状况的本性我们要维持，然后就是无念，我们必须要习惯于这种方式。
他专门的准备给我赢，人不免的装备给我赢，他专门的这部分是穷人些。现在吃个钱不，团体人娘们是两百，记住，娘们给他那打工准备写在那我这，他那，他才脱学的我这，他在这一趟呢，现在，俺那大娃天天本来起数为鱼塘。 南京被西北地界苍茫给松紧的，与桂林南北的人，就到头不赢了。哦，他那地，他大概给不提意思，他讲他那，他大部分地拿着呗，他那，人中为是也难他，人中的马脚呗，或者什么的人西，跑。 그래서西北的，三界中间都有什么的，我什么的为什么的东西为什么的？我什么的我的，也难，他们那靠出嘛，有可能的，他们那他不的，我提到我这个呢，看了内国有，从今一大外地他呢，带呢，我那那时候的看，人中为什么也难他管？第一呢，大外地不认识。
That in Shloka 20, it reads, transcendence of all object, all subject and object is the king of views. So this is about establishing the view of Mahamudra at its highest level. transcendence of all subject and object means when there is no conceptions of subjects and objects in the mind, when mind transcends the realm of subject and object, and thus when it realizes the suchness, that is the king of views. regarding this, the great master Naropa has said, the absolute reality or the view of Mahamudra is about the nature of mind, which is self-occurring, luminosity, and primordially pure. Similarly, the Buddha has said that mind is devoid of mind, but its essence is luminosity. So, when it comes to the nature of mind, then it is primordially pure, and it has in its essence, it has never been confused in samsara. So this self-occurring luminosity and primordially pure, this is the nature of mind, and the realization of that is the king of views.
那建立大手印的观念是最高的一个境界。那当我们没有察觉到主观或客观的念头的时候，那就是了悟于此的一个圣观。那纳洛巴大师曾经说过，绝对了悟大手印是本性，本性是纯净面，是光明面，它是光明基本纯净面。那至于本性的话，它是最初始、最原始的，它是纯净的。那如果能够了悟的话，我们就可以拒绝轮回，那了悟此光明，那这个就是最殊胜的圣观。
那这个就是最初生的圣观。
And then the second verse in Shloka 20 says, when there is no distraction, that is the king of meditation. when one is not distracted from the view, when one maintains it with a mindfulness continuously, that is the king of meditation. Meditation here means to remain in the reality of the basic nature of mind without becoming distracted by discursive thoughts. It means to sustain the continuation of mindfulness. And the great master Naropa has said, at its very base, awareness or rigpa is free from stains, free from defilements. So in this state of purity of awareness, if one remains free from distraction, without wavering, then its essential nature become accomplished, and that's about meditation, the king of meditation.
那定就是维持我们事实的基本的心念，那定就是指没有分心，那维持而且持续，全心专注。那纳洛瓦大师曾经说过，那就是知觉，知觉就是远离一些远离杂念，那维持我们清净的本性，那这个就是定的一个圣观。
lamla jube kabla ani chasu mena dawe gyabu yins di lamla ani jube kabla ya ani chasu meba ene shila sung di gi gombe kabla ya ani ji chenje da chenme da tenje da tenme la so ba jun zu gi namsha gi zuba meba ta ani hena sing gi gom gi chingmu gi kab gi tene dimlu dimba da leba la so ba o din zu gi zuba ya meba ani dige samalo gi chazu meba len debe yina dini zuba gi bu yis ten te yan tene ki gongzu ya naro be sumba da bu tene samte rangsha gewe thuk du samal lo de samba ji ya che wa cha sha samal la che wa rangsha rangshin tho du sha ya ti ni gewe gi da thuk gi jue ba da sna da da di de shi ne so
And then the next verse reads, when there is no deliberation, there is no deliberate action, that is the king of conduct. Both in the view and in meditation, if there is no deliberate actions, then that is the king of conducts. For instance, in the practice of shamatha and vipassana, or calm abiding and special insight meditations, there are deliberate efforts. For instance, in the practice of shamatha with sign, with support, without support. And there are also efforts to get rid of the mental sinking, mental scattering, mental agitation, etc. But in Mahamudra, in the view and the meditation, such deliberate actions or conducts are not there. Therefore, the conduct which transcends deliberate actions is the king of conducts, like Naropa has said. Be free from thoughts and actions, and let the mind be upon its own nature, and doing that is the king of conduct.
那接下来提到观念和定，那如果没有蓄意造作的行为的话，就是一种圣行。那大修如修行者，什么把等所说的那定，它是蓄意的努力的修行。那有支持或没有支持，有现象或没有现象，那都不重要。那最重要是放弃杂念思考。那大手印的观和定。 他的蓄意的行为，那行为是超越蓄意造作的，那就是一种圣行。那远离这种蓄意的这种行为，蓄意造作的行为，那就是一种圣行。这段闽南地方的，就是这大部，那大部分就是我们的，跟着来搞啦。
Ani rangi sengi nala yara sangi kisala lepso sambegi tedabu ki rawam yana rawadabu na reta tena shingi maru nga sotu lungsam toba wa tedabu ki mebi yina tena reto me na debu ngondi kyun debu chagi chambuti ngondi kyuri wali chan debu ki gebu dabu tedes tena Tedabu gi debu di narube sung nala ya yin gi debu sami kyabs de sam gi mi kyabai gi ta di ta chagi shibu debu di
And in Shloka 20, in the last verse reads, when there is no hope and fear, the result becomes manifest. So here, of course, the result refers to the Mahamudra of result, the resultant stage. There is no hope. What it means is that in the view and meditation of Mahamudra, there is no hope for attaining enlightenment. And no fear means that also there is no fear of falling down to the lower realms of samsara. When in Mahamudra, in the view and meditation, when one transcends this hope and fear, then that brings the ultimate result. The result becomes manifest. Regarding this, Naropa has said, the resultant stage of Mahamudra is the king of expanse. It is beyond the conceptual mind.
接下来就提到说，那所谓的大修大手印的时候，没有希望跟需求，那就是不希望，这意思是说不要去希望得到什么成就，那没有恐惧，就是说不要去恐惧它会堕入轮回。那大手印的观跟定，它就是无所求无恐惧。那如果有这种信念的话，那结果就会自然显现。那纳洛巴那曾经就说过，那成就是。
自然显现到超越知觉。关系见面跑下地表台，那年纪没在见面，宁波说那晚上那落雨那是，那地那了，那关系宽带关系，那地关系那不是吧？地那了。 Kunshi kiawa meba sinri, kimi sri kala. Ani kyobe tanda kunshi kuwa sindu dina di sunta. Dema ne kowa da nyangalan debe shi sam, rangzhu du shikpa, di la kunshi nyungma. Wadi kunshi kiawa meba sinri. Ta kanta tanda dozo sam ki rikba tima meba di. Ding and the navy in a pajak to be a terrorist. Going to Kazan Shiva, the Muju Dawji Salah Kumbayina, or the Kushi Kiwa Mera never Dawji into the Dawji Gala Netubayina, and the Yomung Bedugi Pajak Diba, then the Dudu Samatilla to be a terrorist. Or did the Shiki Gala, Nematom, the Muju never Dawji Shiki Gala, Nematomna, and then Kondeni Gita.
In Shloka 21, says the mind basis of all is unborn and is free of the obscuring veil of habitual patterns. The mind basis of all, which in Sanskrit is called alaya, is the is the state of it is the awareness which is free from pollutions, free from defilements. That's according to Lord Jigten Sumgon. He says that the mind basis of all is none other than the unborn state, the state of Rigpa, awareness, which is free, which is naturally free from the defilements, the stains. So this stainless awareness is similar to the drop of mercury, as I explained before. It is naturally free from the defilements of discursive thoughts, of conceptions, of habitual patterns. If one remains in that state, in that purity, then that is that is the way to meditate, way to practice. But if one doesn't remain in that state, then one still remains subject to discursive thoughts.
基本的心性，那我们是称为阿那也是，它是一种觉知，就是远离污染跟幻象幻觉。那吉天颂贡曾祖师曾经说过，心念是全部的根本跟基本。那所以觉知就如同之前我们所介绍解释的分子的掉落一样，那自然是没有任何的污染，就如习，如同习惯于的我们习惯于一般的观念。那人。
是习惯于那种清净的状况，是一种定和修行的方式。那维持，我们应该维持在此种状态。念起，念起，没些几面宁波说，那我让那落雨呢，雨那么些，念下的这些，啊，你，那你平时。 一日买不起，俺们宁波从吃个吃不光顾的，本来家族大，把那不起呢。俺们家族农机买几百个的，俺们里面那把的娘下的那把得不起。伢家族的农机建个几百个了，俺们我出个用吧，俺们是几个些把子，俺们用不要的。但是说俺们现在给他们搞下嘛，吃吧，解决嘛，吃吧。
假如伊那是蜡笔伊那是我几个啦，本来心机，伢们家这些看的伊那让伊吃个什么我听俺的讲的，拧不的讲的下来，哦，人家怕淡忘嘛多，秘书怕干巴拉说话听得蛮明白，伢们这这几个穷逼那听俺了，我讲给的嘛多没事，听我的讲白讲了，那我看得出来，让那听吃个什么听俺的，嘛多速度西域的老师伢们这个速度，哎，你要嘛的。
Then the next verse in Shloka 21. Says, do not do meditation or post-meditation, but place your mind in the unborn essence. In Mahamudra, the meditation and post-meditation, these two states have to be unified. Whether it is in the meditation state or post-meditation state, one has to remain in the state of being free from deliberate one has to remain in the natural state of mind without any thing changed, without anything altered or modified. In this practice that is not a specific bad conception or thought to abandon and a good thought to achieve. The state of meditation is like the ocean, and the state of post meditation is like the wave. The waves arise from the ocean itself when it is stirred by storm or wind, but there is no ocean other than the waves, no waves other than the ocean. They are essentially indivisible and both have the same nature. So therefore, in Mahamudra meditation, these two states must be combined, and they must be realized for having the same test.
在大手印里面的定格定和后定状态，那结合不论定或后定的状况，都需要维持在自然的本性，没有任何的修饰或没有任何的改变。那定的状态就如同海洋，那后定的状态就如同海浪。那海浪它跟基本上是来自于海洋，所以两者的本质是一样的。所以大手印的境界就是把两种的状态必须要结合在一起，要了解这两种状态基本上是一样的。
今天下午的样，大约给我大公就是这部这边样给我几送你，他在讲西塔自己，那都是送的。你那肯定，唐古的没得用处，大约给不确实。那拿着白送都没拍起。이천여러분전대서거대부르시솔구두그다음무대용주다외개부쇼스텔야나르베기남도이시니도바르소제무다타사말로기근데주연나야다검개래가냐이칸다검기검다이나리검기냠요이나리검게똑바이네디게삼말로지금무다타지준비이나디게삼말로남도고스도고이게용수트바이나니이시랑디임데남도이시니든바르스무다용수트바디근데나로베서남도이시바와티니라근데송게서레삼도다디튼디테네아알레디슈나오
then we are now in Shloka 22. Free from all boundaries and extremes is the Supreme King of Views. So these verses are explaining the view meditation and so forth in more detail. Regarding the Supreme King of Views, the great master Naropa says the view becomes the Supreme King of View when the thoughts manifest as the primordial wisdom, when the thoughts illuminate as the primordial wisdom. What it means is that when we do meditation, if we have thoughts, if we have conceptions about the technique for meditation, if we have thoughts about the experiences that we achieve in the meditation, If we dwell in any extreme, then that is not the perfect view. But when we transcend all this, when we go totally beyond these kind of thoughts and conceptions, and then the thoughts themselves shine or radiate like in the form of primordial wisdom. And that's the king, supreme king of view.
接下来就是要解释关于最高圣观的一个现象。那纳洛巴大师说过，当我们在修定的时候，那如果我们有念头，那这个念头就是我们关于说我们想到这个定的技巧，或者说有得到定的一个经验的话，那有任何这种现象的话，那就是不圆满。那 定它超越念头跟想法，所以念头的本质必须是它释放的方式，就如同最初始、最原始、最基本的智慧。
Ngātā mārpa yāpsē kī gōngbā yā tēnē sāngkē kī sāla rāng gyū kī dībē yīshī yōpārn dībā tāng yā yīshī gyū chēnē mēpārn dībā nīgā tūdē lōgdā yī, lōgdō yī sōng tē sāngmā lō tēnē tā jīb yā yī sōng tēnē shī chidar nēpē nē lūk tī tō dū tō nā bēnā yū mī kī tā tāng, dēn zūng kī tā tāng 딱지게 타다 냠지게 타다 유미게 타라 소바 창문 무대 초리 순도 인자 어디게 창문 로기 되는 로래 갈렌데니 로데 일 메시바 되네 다외게 부초도 기원이 있어 대양 되네 다 누구 겨워지도 숨고 되는 쳐보 숨기 말이 다외 초 숨야기 다디 di gongpa dhan dhugu yusara dhani chenpo sumi ki mara dhawaya jupana di uma chenpo yin sinye dhani zogwa chenpo yin sinye dhani chage chenpo yin sinye di ene dhokwa chodhu kyuwa yin sinye diya tsangma lo chodhu zimbe ki dhawaji yindu zimba ji yinbe chala zimbe ki tha gyala yindu diyang dhani chodhu kyuwa diya tsangma yada chayba dhani diya dhawaya chodhu kyuwa yin sinye muda yong su chayba
The great master Marpa Lozawa explains this verse, which is free from all boundaries and extremes, is the supreme king of views, in the following way. He says that the view that in the state of enlightenment or in Buddhahood there is primordial wisdom as an existence, and the other view which is the opposite of that, which believe that there is no true existence of primordial wisdom in Buddhahood. Both views are incorrect, Marpa says. When it comes to the basic mode of existence or the absolute reality of phenomena, then there is no that absolute reality transcends all extremes, such as the extreme of existence, the extreme of non-existence, the extreme of truth, the extreme of false, the extreme of permanence, the extreme of the extreme of eternalism, the extreme of nihilism, the extreme of the state of meditation, the extreme of the state of post-meditation. All these are views, thoughts, which are limited, and they are in extremes, and they are biased and impartial, biased and partial views. But the absolute truth, absolute reality, is beyond the mind, beyond the conceptual mind. And that is the king of, supreme king of views. Similarly, Lord Jigten Sumgun has said that the supreme view is that which is free from the three greats. The three greats refer to the great seal, which is Mahamudra, great completion, which is Mahasandhi or Dzogchen, and great middle way, which is the Madhyamika. So if the view is attached to these three notions of greatness, then that is not the supreme view. The view must transcend all these conceptions of being great.
,曾经有位大师说，那观在了悟状态的话，它是佛性状，是佛性的状况，是最原始的智慧。那也有人持相反的说法，就是真实存在基本的智慧。也有人持相反的说法，说观是真实存在基本的一个智慧。那上述两种说法基本上都不正确。那当谈到绝对的事实的时候，那是绝对事实，它是超越一切存在。超越一切不存在，超越一切真实，超越一切永恒，也超越一切定或后定的状态。那所有的念头都应该处于极致的状态。那绝对的真理，起念头意念为绝对的真理，我们起绝对真理的念头跟意念才是最高的圣观。那吉天颂公说，那最高的观它超越了三个三大重点。第一个就是超过大的印记，第二个就是超越大成就大圆满，第三个就是超越大的一个中观。那关于观的话，如果附在上述的三大现象，如果我们能够附在上述的三大现象的话，那并不是成就。那真正的成就的话，必须要超越上述三大圣现象。
And that the name Gombe Gabo, Mumi Tinga Gombe Gabo Yin Suya, the Telebe, the Narobe Sunsis to the Page, Telebe did a tiki, Pa, the share of the Mumi Tinga Gombe Gabo Yins. Narobe the Page Kongi, Guiji, Yamrab Chumbe, Sunsing Dabos Ludi, Mumi Tinga Gombe Gabo Shotela.Then the con turned the gomian back on a yamra with the condensum. Dirty Namka double ness. And so the gomian back on a dirty, a chertam to drive the tenny. Any yamra of Namka double never to see me. And we use the page in the age inside it.
Then the next verse reads Boundless, deep.And vast is the supreme king of meditation. so this verse is, of course, by Tilopa. Naropa when he experienced this kind of meditation, it seemed like after having the experience, he said the following verse, which is in meditation, the mind remains free from all elaborations, just like space.
那第六巴大师他经验此方式的禅定，那当他有这个经验以后，他说定就是意念维持三种蓄意的一种方式。
禅密当的 具备给不出 你 王不着急去你几家都到别去他们家两百年就让住全部弄住追行他的去个因素没清白的呢来吧对吧那两年就没下班的听俺就念吧南不南别说没下班南不南行吧他一心个头没住吧了就让心给出吧 어때다부 아니 배주 잘 매발 랑내 훈주 챔피언가도 경화티는 집에 개고 있는
and still in shloka 22 the third verse says abiding naturally with no deliberate action is the supreme king of conducts a person of excellent acumen or capacity is able to realize dharmata or suchness in an instantly. For such a person, is the realization of such a person has the realization of the self-liberating nature of all phenomena. Such a person attains liberation in such way. such a person reach the expanse of phenomena or dharma dhatu without deliberately going there. Such a person dwells in absorption without deliberately, without trying to abide in that state. Such a person reaches to the perfection of the path without deliberately making an effort to reach such perfection. Such a person can accomplish all benefits to others and oneself without deliberately trying to accomplish them. In conclusion, without requiring any deliberate or concerted effort, all actions become accomplished spontaneously. so sustaining such a state of no action is the king of conduct.
那关于就是很卓越的人们，他很卓越的人，他能够立即的了悟。 那这种人他可以了悟自己解脱的现象，那这种人他能够达到无需要蓄意或刻意的去造作，而且他不刻意不蓄意，他就能够达到那种成就，能够达到那种状态，而且能够达到那种成就。那而且他不需要很刻意的去做，他就能够成就利益自己和众生。那结论总结就是说，这一种卓越的人们，他不需要很刻意造作，那他所有的成就他就会自然的出来。那这个就是一种圣行的圣观，最高的圣观。
人民让人也不给不错，也不差给钱不得多加多起当间没被落人的绝下绝气绝把没被蓝七绝银托加托起他们间没被热到车他都跟我一起我一等一级把我们也不差给钱不了这部上山是罗尼图居民。
Then the fourth verse in Shloka 22 reads, Abiding naturally with no expectations is the supreme king of results. When it comes to the Mahamudra,of the result or the resultant stage of Mahamudra, then one transcends all conceptions such as perceiving Mahamudra as something to realizethe method as something that brings that realization and the person as the one who realizes Mahamudra. The resultant stage of Mahamudra transcends this kind of thought. in the resultant stage of Mahamudra,there is no path to trade. There is no action of trading the path, and there is no person who trades the path. The path is part of the path is instantaneous.and also there is no result to achieve, no method for achieving, and no person who achieves. Therefore, at the resultant stage of Mahamudra, one transcends hope and fear. There is the idea of the five bodies and five primordial wisdoms as the ultimate result. But there are also some kind of conventional designations. at the resultant stage of Mahamudra, there is no there is not a particular specific good result as compared to something bad result to achieve. The reason for this is because ultimately Mahamudra transcends
那大手印他成就的结果超越所有的观念，就是如知觉知觉了解了悟大手印。那大手印他是超越了这个想法跟念头。那大手印的结果，那最如同我们道的话，他就是指他可以即刻立刻即时的意思。那此为大手印，就是 如同之前所提到的大手印，它超越了我们的需求跟恐惧，那这个就是五佛跟五智的结果观念，那这个也就是最高的结果。所以大手印的结果它并没有特别希望达到好或坏的一个结果。
在了在那六部上上行落那托举每个君子进行呢，一切个成本的落人百姓，南极切个成本的依了全民意，六部切个成本的帮助没白，天日洗了他白，嘴巴严了他，严了去年落人得白，得吧？他读三个西班名字不是三百呢，人民人呢六部切个成本缺条。
at the level of the resultant stage of Mahamudra, there is not a specific good result against bad result to achieve. There is no specific good result to achieve. The reason for saying this is the Mahamudra of the base is beyond the conceptual mind, and the Mahamudra of the path cannot be conceptualized, and the Mahamudra of the result transcends the notions of achieving and not achieving. the awareness is pure at its very the awareness is pure at its very base. Therefore, the defilements, the confusions, have not been there from primordial time when it comes to the innate nature of awareness. the Dharmata or suchness of phenomena have been beyond the conceptual mind from primordial time. therefore, the word or the phrase ultimate Buddhahood is also a mere designation. Without hope and fear, abiding in the basic nature of mind, which is pure by itself, is the Mahamudra of the result, and is the supreme king of results.
那大手印的结果它并没有特别要达到好的结果或不好的结果，那最主要理由就是大手印它基本上是超越了这个意念，那大手印的道就是没有办法观念化，那大手印的结果就是超越成就，它就是超越所谓的成就跟非成就，那知觉它的本身是纯净的，是基本的，因此污染的念头在初始的时候，就是我们在最原始跟最初始的时候它是不存在的，那现象是超越，而且所有的现象是超越了在初始最原始的观念，那最高的佛性那仅仅是指最高的佛性就是指这个，那就是无需求无恐惧，那常住在本性，那就是常就是纯净的本性，那就是最高的圣观。
连人唐不中中去等的华子去看个铁心包他们去这样没不拆等的这在我下个心不光不了等王不咱们经济他光不这光不了唐不把他今天光不他今天我弄个去把叔叔给搞娘菜的不本人定义人的娘把就被搞了了唐不把那么什么那么多给抓住本人中中那个去把我的送把把弄出把那么多给把弄出把的忘记sem nyam cha ng al khom ya de top chung ye yes tine wang bu phar ba da bu ina tine bena ja thang gi chu khang ga ba ba da bu ya 남도 초보대 축제 중심 아니 곰기 곰바야 내 내바디 체 더부지 강가파바다 보지 다만 남도 나서 변나 추전 갸조다 보더니 갸조는 제바다 보이는데 니스메바 갸조나 추참마 갸조나 니스메바다 보이는데 아니 갸조 띵멜기 내바다 쌤 남도 타다시 내리바 맞는 내바다고 이게 유스
Then in Shloka 23, we read, in the beginning, mind is like a river running in a canyon. In the middle, it flows gently like the river Ganges. At the end, it is like the confluence of little rivers in the ocean, like the meeting of mother and son. So these verses have connection with the three levels of mental capacities. The lesser capacity, intermediate capacity, and the higher capacity. In the practice of samadhi, at the beginning, for the practitioner of lesser capacity, there are a lot of discursive thoughts intruding in the meditation. And it's very harsh and very uneven. And that is like a river which is running in a canyon. At this level, the discursive thoughts are more powerful than the meditation.
Next, 比较小的还有中等程度跟高等程度的能力那修行 Samadhi 他在开始修的时候由低能力开始修的时候他讨论的念头他是在定他而且他的念头非常的不平静非常的非常的急或非常的凶猛那就好像在峡谷中奔流的河流一样是那么的不平稳奔放这样
And then, after habituating the practice of samadhi for some time, then gradually, by the power of the habituation, the number of discursive thoughts become lesser and lesser, and the meditation becomes very calm and stable. For example, like the river Ganges that flows gently. And that's connected with the person of intermediate capacity. So at this level, in the mind, there are less discursive thoughts and stronger stability of mind.
那当习惯于修止的时候那我们就会习惯我们的能力念头会减少那定在定的时候它平静在定的时候它就比较平静比较稳定就如同恒河它恒河的河水的流动非常的平稳一样那这个为中等能力人修那这种修的话就是心念会减少那他的意念会增强，他会减少念头，他的意念会加强。
Then, when one practices further, and when one reaches the perfection of meditation, at that moment, the distinction between discursive thoughts and the meditation disappears. They become merged into each other and become indivisible. There remains no difference between meditation and not meditation. For example, like the rivers, when they reach the great ocean, then they all become one and there is no separation. They become inseparable. Likewise, when the meditation reach perfection, then all discursive thoughts in the mind become pacified and the awareness remains in its own state.
那当努力修止之后，那就可以达到定的圆满。那达到那个成就的话，那自然而然连定都会消失。那所以就没有定跟非禅定的这种差别。就如同所有的河流，它汇集以后，它进入大海，那进到大海以后，它就没有再任何的分别，就完全如一，没有任何的分别。那同时当定达到圆满的时候，那所有的念头就会被安抚下来。 那知觉就会安住在，知觉就会安住在它本来的状况。
Nojia de dejen do nobo yo.
다단 권제
엄제제 도전도 도바단제 명예반도 원제 다단 전제 넘제 녀로라나 너바 양도 바란다 양조란 보자 노바르조 렌제 제제 권제 권제 제제 단단나로 원데란데 원바네 Yo,
Thank you.